欢迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Mike 杨林，赶快来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
没问题，今天我们要一起来聊聊美国人热衷的橄榄球比赛。
My girlfriend says I have an addiction, and actually, if I had to choose between her and my games, I'd probably pick football.
看看怎么表达了如指掌。
I still haven't gotten a fix on her.
他要告诉你怎么拿别人开玩笑。
Football is an important part of being a guy in the U.S. The game itself can be pretty hard to understand at first. Lucky for you, I happen to be an expert.
I'm not so sure about that. But it's true that every American guy seems to love football. I don't quite understand it. It seems like the players are just wrestling for a ball.
Oh, Yang Lin. Okay.I'll try to put this as simply as I can. Football is the most important sport in this world because...
打住打住打住，要讲咱们等会儿再说。现在我们赶快先来进入第一个单元 Learn a word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
Poke fun at. Poke is spelled P-O-K-E. Poke. Fun, F-U-N. Fun.At, A-T, at. Poke fun at.
To poke fun at, 意思是拿某人某事开玩笑、调侃。比如说
Stop poking fun at me.
别拿我开玩笑。
Prince William poked fun at his younger brother, Prince Harry, during a recent visit to Cambridge.
英国威廉王子最近在访问剑桥的时候调侃了自己的弟弟哈里王子。
American comedian Ellen DeGeneres poked fun at a study on the effectiveness of gaydar.
美国笑星艾伦·德杰尼勒斯对一项有关辨别同性恋能力的研究大肆调侃。好的，今天我们学习的词是
poke fun at, poke fun at, poke fun at.
这个词可说到我心坎里去了。You're always poking fun at me, Mike.
Wouldn't do it so often if you didn't make it so easy.
What?
Okay, I'm kidding, I'm kidding. Well, at least you don't need to run the gauntlet like I do. Every time I try to pitch one of my ideas to you guys...
我们是帮你加强逻辑思维嘛。不过呢，你刚好提到了一个很特别的说法 ,run the gauntlet. 我们一起来听听今天的 words and idioms, 学学这个习惯用语的用法。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第808讲，我是杨晨，
我是 Doug Johnson。
美国很多居民小区都设有小区委员会，别看编制不大，权力可不小。我有个朋友叫 Amy，他们家的小区委员会就管得特别宽，从各家各户房子的颜色到院子护栏的风格都要经过审查。 Amy 最近想架个篮球框给儿子练球用，小区委员会专门就此开会进行了激烈的讨论。这种情况在英语里就叫
Run the gauntlet. Gauntlet is spelled G-A-U-N-T-L-E-T. Run the gauntlet
Gauntlet 在中文里是加急的意思。Run the gauntlet 这个习惯用语的意思就是受到很多人的批判、指责或者是攻击。所以说，这个词用在 Amy 身上特别合适。她为了给儿子装个篮球架子，就要接受小区委员会的严格审批。
She had to run the gauntlet.
没错，在下面这个例子里，一名高中校长提出了一项看似平常的提案。结果却受到了很多人的围攻。我们听听看这是为什么。
When I proposed that our high school eliminate soda machines in the building, I thought I'd have everyone's support. Instead, I was attacked by many parents and teachers for taking away the students' right to choose what they wanted to drink. I never expected to run the gauntlet on that issue.
这位校长说，我提议取消学校的饮料零售机，本来以为会得到大家的支持，可是谁知道却遭到了很多家长和老师的指责，说我这是剥夺学生选择饮料的权利。我从没想到会因此引火烧身。
没错啊，这些饮料反正也没什么营养，取消饮料贩卖机应该是件好事。没想到在这个问题上，大家也会存在争议。最近有消息说，我们当地一家小学的校长，因为觉得孩子们玩的追逐游戏 Tag 动作越来越粗暴，所以决定禁止这个游戏，结果引起了社会上很多人的指责。
She is still running the gauntlet.
好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
When I proposed that our high school eliminate soda machines in the building, I thought I'd have everyone's support. Instead, I was attacked by many parents and teachers for taking away the students' right to choose what they wanted to drink. I never expected to run the gauntlet on that issue.
申请工作要经过面试，有的时候还要经过多次筛选。让我们一起来听听下面这个年轻人的经历。
First, I had an in-depth interview with the personnel director. Then I was asked to go over my resume with the department manager. Finally, I got questioned at length by the head of guest services. All of this so that I could get a job parking cars at a hotel.I certainly ran the gauntlet for that position.
这个人说，首先是人事部主任对我进行了非常深入的面试，然后让我把简历交给部门经理，最后客人服务部的负责人又仔细地询问了我的情况。这么繁琐的程序，其实我申请的就是一个在酒店停车的工作。为了这个工作，我可真是历经磨难啊。
真是够不容易的，一定是家五星级饭店。Run the gauntlet 这个用法可以追溯到17世纪上半叶，最初是军队里的一种惩罚方式，指士兵们手里拿的鞭杖，面对面站成两列，犯错误的人从他们中间跑过去，接受士兵们的鞭打。到1661年的时候，这个习惯用语已经可以用来比喻各种形式的惩罚了。让我们再听听上面的例句。
First, I had an in-depth interview with the personnel director. Then, I was asked to go over my resume with the department manager. Finally, I got questioned at length by the head of guest services. All of this so that I could get a job parking cars at a hotel. I certainly ran the gauntlet for that position.
这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson，
今天的节目制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time，
我们下次节目再见。
我也来造个句。 I certainly ran the gauntlet when I was interviewed for this position. 我申请这个职位的时候可是历经磨难。But something awesome came out of it. I got a job that I love.
That makes all the hard work worthwhile, huh? The best part is, you got a chance to work with me.
Exactly. Ugh. I love my job, but I just wish I could earn a little bit more. Life in DC is really expensive.
I know. The high cost of living here almost makes me wish I could be a kid again and just get a weekly allowance from my parents.
你又做梦了，好工作吧。不过呢，你刚才提到了一个词儿 allowance， 这个是美国孩子最喜欢的词儿了。
Want to know why? Let's check it out.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
allowance. Allowance is spelled A-L-L-O-W-A-N-C-E. Allowance.
Allowance, 零用钱。
A recent study reveals that 51% of American parents give their kids an allowance.
最近有研究显示，美国51%的父母会给孩子零用钱。另外，还有研究发现
，The average child with an allowance gets $65 per month.
父母给零用钱的孩子平均每个月能得到$65。
The most common way kids spend their allowance is by hanging out with friends and purchasing toys.
孩子们通常会把零用钱花在跟朋友一起玩，或者是买玩具上面。好的。今天我们学习的词是
allowance, allowance, allowance.
This totally brings back memories from when I was a little kid. My parents used to give me $5 every week, and I would save up and go buy video games.
No wonder you always win when we play Halo. You've been practicing since you were a little boy.
Exactly. Prior planning prevents poor performance.
You definitely have gotten a fix on how to beat me in video games. Not that I think it's anything impressive.
Don't lie, Yanglin. Don't lie. You did mention a term. Get a fix on something. Let's listen to another Words and Idioms and check it out.
美国习惯用语
Words and Idioms。
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第809讲，我是杨晨。
Washer Doug Johnson。
你喜欢看时尚杂志吗？现在的时尚每季都在换，一会儿时兴鲜艳的颜色，一会儿又时兴复古的样子。幸亏我不是服装设计师，否则我肯定无法把握潮流的脉搏。今天我们要给大家介绍的习惯用语是
Get a fix on. Fix is spelled F-I-X. Get a fix on.
Fix 作为动词有修理的意思，比如说 fix the car.修车，不过 fix 也可以做名词，其中的一个意思就是定位。那么 get a fix on 这个习惯用语用了 fix 作为名词的定位的意思，指清楚地了解某些人或事。你现在明白我为什么说自己不适合做服装设计师了吧？
You wouldn't know how to get a fix on the styles that people might want to buy.
在下面这个例子里，一名警官解释了他们对一起空难事故现场进行调查时所遇到的困难，让我们一起来听听看。
Our investigation team combed the site of the plane crash for weeks. Finally, after reviewing countless pieces of evidence, we were able to get a fix on the cause of the accident. We've determined that ice on the wings was to blame for the tragedy.
这位警官说，我们的调查人员对事发地点进行了好几个星期的仔细搜查，调查了数不清的证据，最后才确定了事故的起因。我们认为这次空难是由飞机机翼上的冰块造成的。
说起空难真是怪吓人的，我以前特别怕坐飞机，一上飞机就紧张。结果有个朋友向我推荐了一个网站，让我了解到了飞机的安全系数。这个网站很有用，可以说
That's where people get a fix on plane safety.
其实从统计学的角度看，出车祸的几率要比飞机掉下来的几率大得多。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
Our investigation team combed the site of the plane crash for weeks. Finally, after reviewing countless pieces of evidence, we were able to get a fix on the cause of the accident.We've determined that ice on the wings was to blame for the tragedy.
有时候能了解某个人或是某件事，对一个人的成功有很大的好处。但是反过来，如果怎么也搞不懂的话，就会感到特别沮丧。让我们一起听听下面这个年轻人谈谈他跟岳父岳母的关系。
Since we got married,My wife and I have spent a lot of time with her parents. Just about every weekend, we all get together for dinner or go out. I feel like I understand my father-in-law pretty well, but not my mother-in-law. I still haven't gotten a fix on her.
这个人说，我们结婚后经常跟岳父岳母在一起，几乎每个周末我们都要一起吃饭或出去玩。经过这些接触，我觉得我对岳父这个人有了比较清楚的了解。但是岳母大人的喜怒哀乐还是让我摸不着头脑。
哦哦，这个年轻人真应该向我表姐 Jamie 取取经。 Jamie 最大的本事就是看人，他每次去开会或是参加活动都会遇到很多陌生人，但是用不了多久他就能 get a fix on them， 彻底了解他们，不仅知道他们的喜好，甚至还能预见到他们可能会怎么做。难怪他干推销成绩总是那么好。让我们再听听上面的例句。
Since we got married, my wife and I have spent a lot of time with her parents. Just about every weekend, we all get together for dinner or go out. I feel like I understand my father-in-law pretty well, but not my mother-in-law. I still haven't gotten a fix on her.
大家肯定都知道世界著名的流行歌手麦当娜。麦当娜如今已经年近五十，她在全球的唱片销量也超过了两个亿。我觉得麦当娜的成功在很大程度上是因为她懂得不断地变化自己的外形和声音，总是能给听众带来新鲜的感觉。
She is always getting a fix on what her fans are looking for next.
这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms.Until next time,
我们下次节目再见。
So, Yanglin, are you ready for the Super Bowl this Sunday?
Super Bowl? 橄榄球超级杯？我还好啦。I can never get a fix on the rules, so I've never really gotten into football. I do feel like Americans are all really into football, though. And why is that?
I guess it's the kind of sport that bonds us all together. Football is an American sport.My grandfather loved it, my father loves it, and I started watching when I was a little boy. It's like a family tradition for me.
Interesting. 听起来你是个铁杆球迷啊。在今天的 Business Etiquette 里， Chris 跟同事 Ben 谈起了美式橄榄球，咱们一起来听听吧。
礼节美语。
Chris 早上在咖啡间跟同事 Ben 打招呼。
Hey, Ben, did you catch the game last night?
What game?
Baltimore defeated Texas by 17 points.
And what sport are we talking about here?
Football, of course.
Oh, football. Football is cool. I usually try to catch the World Cup finals.
Chris 问 Ben,
Did you catch the game last night?
意思是昨天晚上有没有看比赛。英语里看比赛、看表演，在口语里都可以用动词 catch， 比如
Let's go catch a movie，
咱们看电影去。Chris 说的是美式足球比赛 football， 巴尔的摩乌鸦队赢了德克萨斯人队17分。Ben 说足球好看，每次 World Cup Finals 世界杯决赛我都看。Chris 说
No, I'm talking about American football. The World Cup is soccer.
Oh, I understand. I can't say I'm a big fan. I'm from China, and football doesn't have a really big following over there.
So, Chinese people prefer soccer or basketball?
Yes, I think so. But to be perfectly honest, I'm not really a sports nut. When I was in high school, I played on the school volleyball team. Are you a die-hard football fan?
Ben 说自己不是特别爱看美式足球。
I can't say I'm a big fan.
在中国，美式足球没有多少球迷。
Football doesn't have a really big following.
Following 在这里是名词，指粉丝、追随者、仰慕者。Ben 还说
To be perfectly honest.
意思是老实说
I'm not a sports nut.
这里的 nut, N-U-T, nut, 是俚语，意思是对某事非常热衷爱好的人，比如
Movie nut.
还有 Ben 所说的
Sports nut.
Ben 问 Chris 是不是铁杆的美式足球球迷。
A diehard football fan. Diehard is spelled D-I-E-H-A-R-D. Diehard.
意思是死忠的。Chris 回答说
Oh, certainly. I wouldn't miss a game for the world. My girlfriend says I have an addiction.And actually, if I had to choose between her and my games, I'd probably pick football.
It seems Americans are very passionate about sports. Is this just a part of your culture?
Oh, yeah. I think the love of sports starts when kids are very young. Americans come from many different backgrounds, so I guess sports are something we can all enjoy together.
Chris 承认自己是铁杆球迷。
I wouldn't miss a game for the world.
不会因为任何原因错过比赛。
Not miss something for the world.
是一种很常见的说法，强调无论如何都不会错过。比如
I wouldn't miss your concert for the world.
我绝不会错过你的音乐会。Chris 说，美国人热爱体育是从小培养的，大家来自不同的背景，但是运动却能让彼此走到一起。
原来 Chris 是个铁杆球迷 ，a die-hard football fan， 不会因为任何原因错过一场比赛 ，won't miss a game for the world。相比起来 ，Ben is not a sports nut。Ben 不是个特别热衷体育的人。
I agree with Chris. Sports are a way for us to bond. It's a social occasion, a way to enjoy the game and each other's company.
就跟我们小时候看春节晚会吃饺子一样。
Exactly. Let's see what Chris has to say about this.
礼节美语
Chris 跟同事 Ben 聊起美国人对体育运动的热爱 Ben 问
So sports is a way for people to bond?
Yeah, during holidays like Thanksgiving My family will sit around in front of the television And watch a football game together It's a social occasion Enjoying the game and each other's company
I'm not sure if Chinese people approach sports in the same way. If it's something that can bring glory to China's national team, such as Olympic table tennis or diving, then everyone watches the event together.
在美国，体育运动是人际往来的一种纽带。
A way for people to bond.
Chris 说，逢年过节，他们一家人就会围坐在电视机旁。
Enjoy the game and each other's company.
欣赏比赛，共度时光。Ben 说，中国人看比赛不太一样，一般都是有奥林匹克等国际赛事，中国队可能会拿奖牌为国争光的时候，大伙儿才会聚在一起看比赛。
I think in America, people are often loyal to their regional team. In college, you root for your school's team, and then when you settle down somewhere, you follow that area's team.
So what's your favorite team?
Actually, I have two favorites. I grew up in New York, so I'm first and foremost a New York Jets fan. But I went to school in Baltimore, so I also like the Baltimore Ravens.
Chris 说，美国人一般住在哪里，就是那个地方球队的粉丝。上大学的时候为校队加油，毕业后在哪里安家，就给哪里的队加油。Root for 是支持某人，替某人加油助威的意思。Chris 说自己喜欢的球队有两个，小时候在纽约长大，所以
I'm first and foremost a New York Jets fan.
所以是纽约喷气机队球迷。
First and foremost
是首要的，然后又因为去巴尔的摩上学，成了巴尔的摩乌鸦队的粉丝。
What happens when the teams play against each other?
I usually support the New York Jets, but...If the Ravens win, it's not too bad.
I have to confess, I don't actually understand how American football works. It kind of looks like a war to me.
Actually, football is like a war. Each team tries to advance the ball through enemy territory to the end zone. It evolved from the English game of rugby, which is also kind of like a battle between two armies.
Ben 承认自己看不太懂美式足球，不知道美式足球到底是怎么个打法。Chris 承认
，Football is like a war.
美式足球确实就好像是在打仗，两个球队都设法穿过敌人的地盘
，enemy territory，
攻到
end zone，
阵区里。Chris 还说，美式足球是从英式橄榄球发展而来的。英式橄榄球
，Rugby is spelled。R-U-G-B-Y, rugby.
他所说的
Evolve is spelled E-V-O-L-V-E, evolve.
是发展演绎的意思。
Maybe I will watch the Super Bowl this year. Sounds like it's an important step in understanding American culture.
That's the right thing to do. And you have an expert here in case you don't understand anything.
I will take you up on that. 好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语 @voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.